Hello there, this is Evie, and you're listening to the podcast Let's Reflect on That. Today we're talking about feeling relevant or feeling irrelevant, more importantly. Many of us hear those concepts about purpose and having meaning in your life and just doing something that matters and creates any useful content or solutions, just anything for another person. I don't think every single one of us is exposed to this kind of influence, but definitely is something that circulates over the internet at the moment, which in general I think it's a good thing. And well, there is nothing really bad about being encouraged to do things for others and to help and to be useful. There's really nothing bad about this. But when you make this to be a goal of yours, it does put pressure on you, because when you do create something, you always ask yourself, does it matter? Does it help? Does it make sense? And when it doesn't, when you start identifying yourself with this being useful, then every single time when you don't seem to be useful, well, if you're like shit. So where is really the thin line, and how do we find balance in that? Also, I don't know why, but now that I just heard myself, it sounds like I'm heavily breathing, and it's just as if I'm walking upstairs or something. Well, yet another microphone issue, I guess. And when talking about being useful and having purpose, this reminds me of another conversation I had recently. Although I've been having that conversation for gazillions of years now, whether absolute good and altruistic behavior truly exists. And I'm one of those people who argues that we all do something that indirectly or directly benefits us, and there is no such thing as completely selfless act. But I'm not necessarily seeing this as a bad thing, because at the end of the day, if what makes you happy is to help others or to contribute to society and to try to make this place a better place and try to make somebody feel better, even if you do it partly because you feel better about yourself, well, then I'm still okay with that, because at the end of the day, what makes you happy makes other people happy as well. So this is probably the best way to, or like the most ideal way to feel happy, right? So yeah, I don't believe it's completely selfless, and I don't believe in complete total altruism, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's what I'm trying to say here. If you're listening to this and you have a comment, please leave it. I wonder what people think as well. But either way, today was just one of those meh days that things was just... nothing was working. Nothing was as it was supposed to be. I got into a couple of obstacles, and yes, I did learn a lot from it. Like, for example, I just learned today how to repurpose content in Final Cut Pro, but it doesn't really matter, because my whole point is to create content, and then I progress in terms of understanding my devices, my gear, my, you know, software, and just the whole post-production and even pre-production, how to set up everything. But the most important thing, like the beauty of it, the content creation that actually motivated me or just, you know, inspired me to start all this, feels like the least part of the process, because there's so much else to do and I don't know how to do it and I have to learn, which slows me down. Also, I make tons of mistakes, so I am not ready to start creating the content I really want to, because I don't want it to look shit. And I for some reason, everything is like, I don't want to sound like a victim, of course not. I see other people getting along with technology so much easier and faster, and I just feel like a grandma with an iPhone, you know? And I oftentimes blame myself for something not working well, because I see other people and it doesn't seem so complicated. I have very good things, like my camera is great, and if you see my first couple of videos, they're shit. Okay, I understand why now, because I basically convinced myself I don't know anything, and I didn't even check the settings of the camera. I just started shooting. So yeah, those settings weren't lucky enough to be the right settings for what I was doing and for the amount of light I had. So it turned out to be super dark, and then I reduced the quality of it, and then I additionally fucked up the quality in post-production. So basically I created poor quality out of a very good camera, which is quite the achievement if you think about it. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm making effort, I'm putting in time, and the result is, nicely said, not what I would like it to be. And this has nothing to do with me being a perfectionist. If anything, I'm rather a sloppy person because I'm impatient. And the main point here is that if my whole desire was to create something that helps others and is useful and it's meaningful and it's just, you know, something that another person sits down and after watching it feels better, if that was the purpose, I'm not at all fulfilling that purpose, and it just feels like shit. It like, how do you draw the line between having the need for purpose and yeah, not feeling like shit when that need is not satisfied? Because of course you cannot be always relevant. That's what I would have told a coachee. Like, I'm coaching students for productivity and time management and stress and just how to balance between university and life, and also how to continue after university. And if one of them tells me the exact same words as I'm just saying now, I'm going to tell them, well, it is impossible to be relevant and useful all the time. There are moments when, of course, you're not going to perform. This is a high demand. This is something that is not happening on a regular basis. It's a great goal. It's a great purpose to have or intention to have in life. But nothing you ever do or you ever want to do will be actually successful on every single day. But then if I were the coach, or if I'm telling myself this, the response is, well, it hasn't happened even once. And then, you know, I go back and forth in my head. I have this internal dialogue of the good cop and the bad cop. And the bad cop is saying, you know, well, it hasn't happened even once, so it's not even balanced. And the good cop is going to say, well, you just started. And of course, it's going to take time. If you were doing this for a couple of months and you're still incapable of creating something that is meaningful, I would have agreed with you that there's some problem, but right now it's just normal. And then the bad cop in my head goes, well, this sounds like very encouraging and motivational, but well, I guess I would just completely repeat the whole thing. And at the end of the day, what happens with those negative thoughts or like overthinking maybe or self-doubt is that the self-doubt sounds so real and sounds the most truthful thing. And everything that is more encouraging or positive just sounds like a lie and sounds like you're trying to calm down a child, right? Obviously, I don't expect every single person to feel the same way. Although I know, like, as a psychologist who spent 5 years at university for bachelor's, master's, PhD, I did not finish the PhD because I got very frustrated with how academia works. But yeah, anyway, as somebody who spent so much time in research university for psychology, I learned many things. But one of the basic things is that people are not so different, right? There are differences in certain situations, and obviously there are different types of personalities, different types of coping mechanisms, and just all those categories of behaviors. But at the end of the day, we're not that different. And even when we are different, we have many people who are similar to us in that regard. Let's say I'm 50% extrovert and 50% introvert, and I'm very different from another person who is 80% extrovert and 20% introvert, but at the same time, I can find thousands of people who are 50-50 like me. So anyway, my point is that when I say something and I doubt whether another person feels like me, I usually remind myself that I'm definitely not the only one with the same thought, because people are not that different, which is in a way calming, because then you know you can find people to relate to how you feel. And this is probably one of the main reasons why social media became so big, because we started to identify our similarities and to find people who are like us, so we felt less alone in whatever was going on with us in our head and with our environment. But the bad thing is that you also see all those people who seem to be so much different and especially better than you. And the problem with social media is that the algorithm works in a way that you only see those who are successful and those who are doing very well, those who are very popular, because, well, literally how the algorithm works is pushing you popular content. So when you start a new thing, whatever it is, and you start looking for content either for inspiration or just to learn from others or just to see that you're not alone, again, that belonging feeling that you're looking for and partly why you're on social media, to find similar others. Well, the thing is that you only find similar others who are better than you, who have been doing this for a long time, who have been working on this and already having a team behind them most of the time. And then you compare yourself with them and you see, first of all, how little of your intentions are actually realized in real outcome, like how little of your intentions are reality, right? Because you're just struggling with figuring out the whole thing, and then you're looking up to them and everything that you see is just very well structured, very well done, post-production looks very professional, and you're like, wow, not only I cannot do it myself, but there are people who are years up front of me, so what is even the point? Because obviously I'm gonna need forever to get where they are, and by the time I get where they are, probably the world will be different or I'll be different and it will be just so late. I'm just so late. This is like a common thought. I'm pretty sure I've read comments, I've seen other people, I heard other people. It seems to be common. And to get a bit more positive now that I'm saying all this, I think I found a good answer to that question, what's the point? And I think the point is that if all of us are doing what we are truly feeling inside as the right thing to do, what we are somehow identifying ourselves with, basically what we feel we are meant to do, or even just what we feel really happy about, what we feel excited about, if basically all of us align our behavior with our values and interests and passions, then I truly believe that we all will feel better. So I guess the point is that we are creating a better world or the better an environment for all of us when we are following our intentions, our guts, our inner feeling, whatever it is. And I know some people disagree with following your passion, but I think there is an important thing to add here. Following your passion, expecting that it will be all fun because it was fun to you when it was just a hobby, it's obviously the wrong way to go, because this is going to be disappointing. Once you try to turn any hobby, any passion into something serious, you will have to deal with everything around it, not just with the nice part, right? And of course, it's not going to be always fun and always pleasant. But if you do realize this and if you are ready for it, then I still think that following what is dear to you makes much more sense than trying to convince yourself to do something else because it's good image or good money or easy and comfortable, right? But also then the other question is, what else should I be doing anyway? I'm super aware of the fact I'm gonna die from a very early age. And this is actually helpful for me because it constantly reminds me of what is actually important. Like, for example, living a life where the primary reason or the primary goal is to just build a lot of resources, like collect a lot of resources, whatever. I've always found this to be a very shallow and just mediocre way of living, where you forget the most essential part, that you're gonna die, and when you die you're not gonna take with you any of those resources. Like, you'll die the same way as somebody without anything. So the difference will be whether you die with some sort of satisfaction that you've achieved the things that matter to you, that you left something behind for others, that you made a difference. Like, with or without you, life will continue, the game will continue until obviously the sun kills us all or we die from our own self-destruction. But whatever, point is, with or without you, the game will continue. So you cannot avoid the fact that you are on a certain level irrelevant and you'll forever be a bit irrelevant. But what you can do is try to make a tiny little difference for at least one person, for at least a community of a couple of people, or even for animals. Like, it doesn't need to be a human being. As long as it's a creature, you can be the best pen taker or cat sitter, or I don't know. But to me, it has always been important to keep in mind that resources and any material items are just, once you have them, they actually don't have so much value unless there is a sentimental memory behind. Basically, unless there is some memory of connection, usually with another human being or with yourself, because, for example, an item was very dear to you as it was with you during a tough moment. So unless we attach emotions to items, once we have them, they don't have any other value. They are just useful at the best, or clutter, which is often the case. But when you do something that matters to another human being, then I think this act of kindness or just being useful has much longer life, because one thing leads to another thing and then to another thing, and you never know how much and how far a person will go after you help them out. And because of that, to me the most important thing is to do something that has a positive effect outside of myself, just as a human being. Well, I don't know what this episode is going to be called, because I was just rambling for about 15 minutes now. And obviously I don't know if anybody could feel better or encouraged anyhow by listening to this, but maybe, hopefully, obviously. But even if this is not the case, and the only outcome out of me sitting down today and recording this is that I found some positive answer to my question, what's the point? And consequently, I feel a bit better now. Even if this is the only outcome out of this, I think it's still better, because I cannot create anything for anybody else if I feel like shit in my own head. So if I am to do what I want to do, and if I am to be successful, meaning being able to get the thoughts out of my head in a good, comprehensive way for another human being to understand and benefit from those thoughts and ideas, because that's, to me, success in that context. For me to do that, I need to have a clear mind, and I was just feeling so overwhelmed earlier and disappointed with myself not being able to show up things yet, not progressing fast enough, not progressing well enough according to my own vision, of course. All this was just making me feel like whether I quit or I don't quit is the same, because the result is just irrelevant. I am irrelevant. Yeah, like having those thoughts in my head obviously weren't gonna get me anywhere closer to creating anything. So if you're still here and listening to this and you anyhow relate to that and feel similar, I will just bring your attention back to what I said earlier, that the point of us doing this is that we are partly helping the world being better by turning yet one more human being into a creative, intentional, mindful person who is doing something that is close to their true nature, to their heart, to their whatever you want to call it, right? By you doing this, you're contributing to the world, having one more person like that. And this is ultimately a good thing. So yeah, I don't have a great motivational speech for an end here. Yeah, I feel a little better, and I hope that at least one more person at any time that hears that will feel a little bit better as well. That'll be great. I'll end it here, and I'll talk to you next time.